Well, here is some funny news. The other day, I had told you about the debacle with the audio and the app crashing, and I thought I lost all this audio. Well, I was checking the phone and the app, and I found a drafts folder, and both crashed files were in there. Amazingly. I listened to them, and they're crap. So I'm just going to take that content and start over, all new. I'm doing this on my fancy gear, going to throw it into an audio editor, and this is probably my very first produced piece for AudioMo, only because I wanted to put some music under it, even though it's cheesy. It was going to be fun. So I have my notes. I'm going to tell you what I was going to tell you the other day, and now using it for day 11. And I actually did something else earlier today that I thought I was going to use today, so I'm going to see if I can like jam-pack it into this one entry. So one of the interesting facts that I want to share with you about me today is my favorite chocolate candy. I know. It's so anticlimactic. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are my weakness. They are like my kryptonite. I don't know what it is about it, and Reese's specifically, but I do like the combination of peanut butter and chocolate, because I have discovered, like, here in the States, there's a candy called the Buckeye, which comes from Ohio, and it's basically a ball of sugared peanut butter dipped into chocolate. So it's just really a round version, sort of a Reese's peanut butter cup. And I remember years ago when Reese's attempted to produce peanut butter in a jar. You know, like we here have Jif or Skippy or whatever in the jar. And Reese's tried to put out their own brand, and I was hoping that it was going to taste like their peanut butter. And when I got it, I was like, this is just peanut butter. And so that kind of disappointed me, because I thought it would be that. As a kid, I didn't realize it was sugary or more sugary peanut butter in a Reese's peanut butter cup. Because later, as I grew up and I was going about the kitchen, I figured out how to make that filling. And it was sort of an accident. I think I was making something else, and I combined peanut butter with powdered sugar and got the right amount, and I was like, this is it. This is the middle of a Reese's peanut butter cup. Anyway, I digress. Reese's peanut butter cup is my first favorite chocolate candy. The second one is probably whatchamacallit. Like, that's the name of it. It's the rice-filled. And I can't remember, I think it's caramel, and it's covered in chocolate. As a kid, loved that one also. And then there was a point in time where I didn't see it in stores, and I was like, why did they stop making this? And then in college, I think I walked into a 7-Eleven or a gas station, and there it was. I was like, have I not seen this? Like, did I miss it? Did it come back? I want to say I probably bought a handful, which I should have done. I should not have done that, but I think I bought a ton of them that day. And then they're still in existence. Like, I share it with my nieces and nephews, and I tell them that story, and they're like, all right, Tito, I get it. It's a good candy bar. They don't understand the struggle that I went through in life. So this actually was spurred on by something I had read the other day, or maybe I was watching some content somewhere. And someone was talking about European chocolate candy. I think they're specifically from the UK. And how chocolate there is made much better than in the States. Even though as an American who wishes I was in the UK more, I agree that the chocolate there is much, much better. I don't know what is done there or what we do differently here in the States to ruin, I mean, to do it differently. But yeah, there's just something just so silky and smooth, and the taste is creamier. I don't know what it is, but it's different there. I crave it to the point where if I know someone's going to England, then I will give them money to bring me some back. Or my friends there in the UK, I might, you know, find a way to get money to them so when they come to visit or if they're sending something back home, that I will get at least a bag of chocolate from there. I have seen some of the candy here now in the States, but I'm still trying to determine if it's being made here, like licensed to be made here, or if it's being imported. That I've got to find out. I mean, the labeling seems like it's being imported, which is awesome. So I'm hoping that that's the case, so I'm going to try to figure that out. The other fun fact about me today goes along with something that I've already mentioned, and that is international travel. Or at least I alluded to me being in the UK. And my first trip outside the States was to Canada, Toronto specifically. I have an aunt who lives there. It's, you know, they're the neighbor to the north of us, so it's pretty easy to get there. As kids, a bunch of times, I remember my cousin, my brother, and I would go up there to visit my aunt. And a lot of the times, my grandmother would come along to visit what would be her daughter. And when we were there, we got to the point where we learned the subway system, the trains, really well, and could get around to whatever we needed to go to. I remember that my aunt took us to shows, and we ate at restaurants. And there was one time my brother and I went up to Toronto, and we attended a world championship of basketball tournament, which was amazing. It was awesome. It was such a fun thing to do. If I'm thinking about outside of North America, I first went to the UK, specifically to England, in high school, and I fell in love with it. We went there for a school project, and I just remember having the time of my life, even in high school, just something, I don't know if it was just an impressionable time, and, you know, we did see London, but I did get to see some of the outer areas. I specifically, because of the school project we were doing, we were split up into three groups, and I was specifically in Northampton, and just loved being in that area. And then it wasn't until 2009 when I got to return to England and found out that I have cousins on my mom's side that live outside of London. I believe it's Aylesbury. And it was great to meet them and just spend time with them and get to know them. And then I got to visit one of the families that I met that time that I went in high school, which was awesome to see them in person again. And then on that same trip, I went down to County Cork, Ireland. A friend who was a coworker at the time, we both went over there to help train on-air talent for presenting on a radio station there in Cork. And so that was a fun time. We had a friend that went there from the Chicago area to go and work at that radio station, so he asked us to come along and do some of the training. We didn't get to spend that much time in Dublin, but because we had talked about having a pint of Guinness when we were there, and it just didn't happen. I don't know if it just didn't work out in the schedule, so next time I hope that we're able to do that. Then in college, I took a trip to West Africa with a music group from college, and the unique thing, other than being there, we were in Togo, West Africa, was that we were a group that played the handbells. Picture a group of college students walking around with cases and cases of handbells in the tribal areas of West Africa. So it wasn't like South Africa where there was like a modern city. This was actually out in, you know, no power. We brought a generator. They lived in huts. We performed under, if it was nighttime, we performed under lights with the generator. But most of our performances had to be in the daytime, and it was just such an eye-opening and great learning experience to be there in Togo, West Africa. Then earlier this year, for the first time, I, quote unquote, went home to the Philippines. When people from the Philippines come to the States, they always talk about going home. The funny thing is, I had never been there. I was born here in Chicago. My mom had gone back a couple times to see her family. My dad had not been back in 48 years. So I don't think he went back since he came to the States. He first went to California before coming to Illinois. But both of my parents are from there. Part of this trip, we did go to my dad's hometown. And it was interesting when we went there, just to sort of give you an idea of what it was like. You know, when you go to Manila, that's pretty much somewhat of a modern city. And I think the Philippines is still somewhat considered a third world country. And really, when you're out in the provinces and in the villages, it kind of is that way, even though they're slowly up and coming. I would say, this is probably not accurate, but I'd probably say that they're 50 years behind the United States or the rest of Western civilization. You know, they have electricity in most places. They have internet somewhat. But when we went to the hometown, it was the provinces. When we were driving into town, we saw the sign saying, "Coming soon, the grand opening of McDonald's." Now, they have two other fast food restaurants already there, and those were even new. But that McDonald's actually opened the second day we were there. My cousin and I tried to get in. We actually walked in, and the guy at the door was just like, "Can we help you with anything?" I mean, the place was packed. The guy at the door was like, "Can we help you?" And we were like, "You know, is this the first day?" They're like, "Yeah, but it's a special event just for VIPs," I think he said, "or for invitation only." We were like, okay. I mean, if Eric and I were quicker, we probably would have gotten in. But it was funny that that was the first day of McDonald's there. Overall, it was a good trip. There were some challenges along the way that I may or may not get into a different day. But I was glad that I was able to go and experience this trip as well. I'm trying to put together an audio and video presentation type thing with notes that I made in my journal while we were there. And maybe I'll post some of that sometime soon. But I just looked down at my timer on this recorder and I've been blabbing. And you'll get the edited version. It'll probably still be really long. So I've covered my two items for today. And I'll tack on what I did today. I'll even tease it a little bit. I had to do some things on my car today. And right now here this weekend, the weather is about 90 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 32 Celsius. And so it's hot. It is hot here. And it's sticky and humid. And I was trying to do these things in my car. And I thought, ooh, I'd get cool sounds from doing that. And I did that. But I will have to save that for you for tomorrow. This is day 11 of Audiomo. See you tomorrow.